The Lord bless you, my dear family. And the Lord is moving more and more towards intimacy with his bride in these messages. And tonight he gave us such beautiful hope. And it all ties together with the acquiring of the property in Peñasco as well. But during worship, several of us experienced the bliss of dancing with Jesus in total purity. And one man especially had been praying for that grace, and he got it tonight. It was wonderful for him. So, let me get into the message here. The Lord began, "Oh, my bride, how I long to be with you, to see you translated out of this morass of sin, this degrading darkness. I so desire to be with you and hold you forever in the unending dance of heaven, to take you from this darkness into eternal light and clarity, secure forever, united with me in heaven." And he spoke these words while the Terry McAlmon song was playing, "Even So." Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your bride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And that was playing in the background when he was giving me this message, and several of us experienced dancing with him. Dear family, how can I describe this sacred bliss of being in Jesus' arms? I just can't. It's beyond any words. I actually asked him, "Lord, how can we love these people and how can they know how wonderful you are?" And he said, "Beloved, it will show and be apparent by the way you see and serve others. That alone will reveal my love for them. There is no commodity in this world more priceless than authentic love. Every soul lives to be loved. And when that is denied them, they lose all sense of belonging. And this plunges them into darkness. What I am wanting to do in Peñasco is reveal my love to them." And I just want to add here that most people think of religion as denial and punishment and pain and condemnation. Continuing now with what the Lord said. "Not some far off and distant emotion, but profound love, contact with the depth of their being. I want them to know me as I truly am for them. They have heard enough of rules and their own faults and sins. Now I want to take their minds off the truckloads of condemnation they have accumulated from friends, family, enemies, and demons. I want to shift their focus from their sin and their ugliness to my face and the glory that I'm inviting them into, so they can look into my eyes and see the love I have for them. When they see that, their lives will automatically be rearranged to get more and more of it. Many and most of the souls in this area know full well what the darkness is. They have lived in it day after day, year after year. And each day that passes convinces them that life is hardly worth living, for so hopeless are their days. And when one finally crawls out of their pit, The evil one has his agents plotting how to make him lose their grip and fall to the ground, getting up only to find their injuries are now dragging them down, back down into the pit that they escaped from. I want healing to take place here. I want deliverance to happen here. I want to see the wounded healed, the crippled walk confidently, the depressed, confused, restored to clear thinking, and seeking opportunities to live their destinies. I want the blind to see the truth and be able to live by the truth. Claire, they don't even know I have a destiny prepared for them. They've given up on themselves. They're so full of condemnation. But I am full of wonderful opportunities to bring their gifts to the world. They are so downtrodden, rejected, and stripped of their dignity. They seek comfort and relief from any source at all, sex, drugs, and alcohol that are constantly offered to them freely. They hurt so deeply and are so scared of the void within themselves. They seek the distraction of what is easiest to get, and Satan is all too willing to make sure they get hooked on it, having no hope for a future, for love, for usefulness, or the restoration of human dignity. I want them to find their place in the world. I'm standing by with graces for them to cultivate their gifts, which are woven into their DNA. I myself wove beautiful gifts into their DNA. I want them to have every opportunity to feel valued, needed, and loved. Many, so many broken from being violated by relatives, even fathers, brothers, uncles, aunts, and sadly, even mothers as children. Those who were supposed to guard and protect them have violated them, and now they've been embedded with demons of lust in their nature. And the only place they feel a semblance of love is in the sexual act. And when that relationship fails to bring lasting commitment, they go through multiple partners, accumulating more disappointment, shame, and rejection until their lives are in shambles. When they come to know me, the very first thing I do is love them unconditionally. I flood their being with love. I restore their self-worth and value, promising to give them new life. But in the environment, they often meet with more scorn and rejection and fall back into ways to dull the pain. This is why I need you to be there in Penasco, so that when those times of serious temptation fall upon them, they have someone to go talk to and pray with. I have more life for them, and through prayer and ministry, I will restore so many to their destinies and communion with me in heaven. Please be diligent in acquiring the property I need for you to have, and I will bring you the broken souls to heal and restore to life. Through my power, through my grace, I will do this. And that is my promise to you. And that was the end of his message.